Good morning. I'm very, very happy to be here again this morning. When Pastor called me, I always delight to come and get to visit with you. It's an echo, huh? Yeah, I thank you for your prayers and your supports. If the Lord is willing, I'll be heading back, like I told you, on July 26th. I'm very excited to the point sometimes in night I can sleep. Because I love Africa, I love the ministry, and I always think about mom and dad, and thank you for being here. I miss them. The COVID, just, it's a problem. We can't be together with the family like we wanted to, but I'm glad to see my mom and dad this morning, and I'm here serving God because of Jesus Christ and because of them. They taught me the Word of God, they showed me the way, and not just with words by actions, and if they didn't send me to the school to study the Word of God, I won't be here. So I will not thank them enough, but God will reward them for their love and service to the African people, to the African continent. And so I'm going to be going back and to carry on the vision they had. There's a lot of missionaries in Africa who used to serve in Africa, but sometimes you turn to look, you don't see much fruits or you don't see the legacy. But I'm glad my brother is serving the Lord. I'm serving the Lord. My African brothers are serving the Lord, and they had been a great testimony to us. And so I finally got my ticket. I was kind of worried about it a little bit. The price is very high. I don't know why, what COVID have to do with the pricing, but it cost me, the first time I found the price was $2,800. I said, what? Then I start to look. Finally, I call a friend of mine who know a little bit about more computers, and finally he got me the price around $2,500. But I was happy to get it because either that or I have to swim. And I don't know how to swim, you know, so, but the Lord willing, I'll be going soon. And this morning, I want to encourage you as a church, as my fellow Americans, and God has been blessing this country greatly. And I will not say enough, and you won't get it enough, because many of you had been living in this country here. They never went hungry. So they won't get it. But listen to somebody who grew into a very poor country. I mean, when I came to visit with mom and dad, and then they took me in and started to raise me, it was like heaven. But in the African village, that's not the same thing. Life is difficult. I grew up into a family of 12 people. To eat meat, it was like a fancy, you know, meal. Now, when I came to America, and I will never forget, and that's a good advice my dad gave it to me. Dad told me when he brought me here, he said, you stay who you are. Don't puffed up. Don't try to be somebody else. And put God first. And you know what? God never let me down, and I thank God for that. You know, it's when you're young, you always don't listen like you're supposed to. But as you grow, you start to process all the information, then the words, and it help you out. And so here I am, and I look to America. I said, man, these people are gonna miss out big time. They got to a point where they puffed up. And please don't forgive me if I'm hurting your feeling, but I have to tell you, because you are on a slippery rock. You don't change. All of us are in it. Because when you get to a point you think you don't need no God anymore, that's very dangerous. I was working with a friend of mine in Edison and doing some work, you know, he's trying to help me out a little bit. So, I watch him you know, very kind people. We eat, but we don't pray. And I do my own prayer. Finally, one time, two times, one day he bought some more food, and before he eat it, I said, "Brother, it's okay if I pray. It's not my home, but I'm there. I took the authority. I said, we need to pray because God give us food. God provide. If you're eating today, that's a proof God is caring about you." Israel, when I look to America, it reminds me so much of the Bible and of the history of Israel. God called these people. They were nobody. God said, "I love you. I'm going to set my love on you." Just like a mom and dad did in Africa. There's a lot of bunch of kids and minister children. Their father have a beautiful home, nice cars, but they pick me up. They said, "Bruno, we want you." And they set their love on me. That's what God did for Israel. It's not because Israel is nice and good looking. Because, by the way, he was not. But God said, "I decide to love you. I'm going to just pour my love on you." And God took them and take care of them, cleaned them up, and give them a beautiful country, milk, honey, and everything. Man. And now they look at God, they said, "We don't want you." That's evil. There's no good word to use it, so I'm going to use the word evil. I don't want to embarrass my mom and dad, but I'm going to use them a little bit. Just say, "Help me, to help you to get it." They brought me from Africa. The mom and dad who give me birth will never can provide or have enough money to send me to America. Impossible. But they set their love on me. They flew me here to America. They paid for my education. Through them, I met my wife. Now, I went to Newcastle School of Trade. I'm doing some carpentry work. I make some little money. And I look at them, I said, "You nobody. You didn't do anything for me. I'm what I am because of me." That's what you're doing to God. That's what Israel did to God, who took them from the dirt and give them a better life and cleaned them up and set them on the table. And then they say, "Who are you, God? It's not you." I mean, these people are still in the wilderness, even not getting to the land yet. They ask Aaron, who was nobody, and God called him to be a priest. He said, "Made us what do you call Vodor? You know, it's a calf. This is our God, the one who is giving us a new land, taking us out of the land of Egypt." That's an insult to God. And America has been built after the model of Israel. Because when I read the Bible, I can't stop thinking about America as, just like Israel. I mean, the history of our nation, you know it. Just leaving Europe to come and find a safe place where they can study the Word of God, where they can serve God. And here they came. God gave them a wonderful country. They came here, and then what happens? They forgot about God. They say, "God is nothing. Who are you, God? We don't care about you. We're here because of our own power." Israel, and this is a warning I'm trying to tell you, it's dangerous, the roads, the avenue America is taking it. I'm serious when I say that. Because what you got today, you can lose it tomorrow. Believe me, I bend over to more than 20 countries in the world. I never see any place like America. And I love America. I love it. God said He's going to give you the desire of your heart, isn't it? And when I've been with mom and dad, and I love these cultures and the macaroni and cheese and so forth. And I just love it. And God gave me the desire of my heart. He gave me the blue passport where I am now, here in America. So if America falls, it's me falling as well. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 22, please. Ezekiel chapter 22, and the Bible says, verse 23, and the Bible, for the sake of time, I gotta go, move on. He said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rain upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophet in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Verse 26. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my holy things. They have put no differences between the holy and profane. They mix the things up. Who cares? Yeah. God cares. You can mix the holy things with profane. It's not going to work. Yes, God cares. But the very people who are supposed to tell people don't mix the profane and the holy are the initiator. They are the one doing it. So if the preachers are doing it, then what is going to be? The people who don't know God. And God is talking. God said, no, it's not good. And then verse 20, and he said, no differences. And they have the eyes from Sabbath, and I have profaned among of them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey. They shed blood, and they destroy soul to get dishonest gain. Destroy soul. Shed blood. Pastor was talking about the abortion. The system in place facilitate people to kill babies. That's okay. I do what I want with my body. And you say something about it, they said, oh, he doesn't like women. And no. You're killing people. We're going to come up with some kind of system. When you read the UN Agenda 2030, you understand a lot of things that happened with COVID and what this world is going towards. It's mind-blowing. It's about killing. It's about the population. It's about diminishing. So, I mean, it's crazy. Scary, but as a believer, we need to trust God. And a country like America, who knows better, should be standing up. He's helping. How much money more you need it? How much money more you need it to get the project going? Yep. It's sad. And the prophet, her prophet, have downed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yeah, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I thought of a man among of them that should make up the hedge, and stand in the gap before me for the land. that I should not destroy it, but I found none. And I want to talk to you about edge. Hedge. As a believers, as a nation, do you think Washington is the one who protects you? You can have all the powerful military system in the world, like America. This is a powerful country. You can say otherwise. Russia is nothing. Russia is kind of, I can fight, I can do this. But America got more power than the Russia in the world. When you say America, people, because we're afraid, they're powerful people, nation. But who do you think help you out to get to where you are? Oh yeah, God did it. God gives you this, the mind. I mean, I have been traveling so much, and I see some good stuff in America, invention. And I say, how can somebody think about something like this? Just the airplane. People here, Ohio, did it. How can somebody think about putting stuff together, welded and so forth, and we fly? Now everybody got airplane everywhere. Started here in this country. A lot of invention. Smart people. Because they put God first. And I always think about Moses. Did you remember when God gave all the pattern to Moses? He said, you're going to build the tabernacle. When you read it, it's too much mess. You know, I'm not good, but I'm not good with fraction. Don't talk to me about math. But I think Moses was not good either. Because God said to Moses, don't worry. I prepared somebody. I put my spirit in him. You bring the pattern to him, and he is going to do the work for you. So God puts mind, smartness into some people in America in order to do that. How they came up with the computer. And then you turn and tell God, you're nothing. It's all of me. I am the one. You know what happened to Satan, don't you? God made him. He's good. He's the best. But God made him who he was. And when he puffed up, God said, you have to go down. God bring this country very high. And if you start to move away from God, it's going to be very dangerous. Israel was crying to God because when God called them and gave them all the things to do, God said, you do this and I do this. You know, Deuteronomy 28, for sake of time, through chapter 31, God gives them all the blessings. And the blessing is a lot, but the curse is more than the blessing. You see, the northern kingdom spit in God's face. You know what God did to them? Send them to captivity, not to come back anymore. Disappear. So you can't play with God. And the same fate, the founding father of this country, as we were singing and pastor was reminding us, they built this country. They say our motto is in God we trust. Today, yeah, when you're talking about in God we trust, people think that you are cuckoo, you crazy. Oh no, we're not crazy. God built this country. And if you want to, he can show you he did it. And God was warning Israel. He said, you know what? You are not doing right. You're mistreating poor. You're mistreating strangers. And you're shedding blood. And you're doing this and that. And that's not good. But I'm planning to move the hedge. But I need somebody who could stand up in the gap and defend your cause. Is because Israel is perfect. He's not. They're not perfect at all the time. America, neither. Either you, neither me. But at least we fall And we get up and we continue with God. And God is so gracious, He's not going to cast us out. But the problem is when we don't want God anymore in our school, we don't want God anymore in they want to take God out of the church. In Canada, you can't preach on certain subject because they're going to close your church. And you know what I want to tell them so bad? Just put him out. He's so mean. God is so mean. Send them to Africa. We retire in Africa. We want the best you got. We want to be better than you. So send them to us. That's what I'm doing. Take God, America don't want them, to African. And I'm telling African, you put them first, your life will change. That's the secret I learned from America, from the Word of God. And you will see Africa will turn to help you out. And maybe you will start to think, oh, wow, maybe I want to go back. The same fate is going to happen. And the edge of God's protection is what is very, very, very important. And I think about America, September 11. These people from, Middle East, they're not comparable to here. I'm not downplaying human being. You get the point. But first, technology, they're not even close to your knees. If Kuwait, Saudi Arabia is what it is today because America built it for them, helped them out. But for them to come and penetrate the military system, and just that's an easy idea. Just get into the plane with a knife and start killing people and destroy New York. That'd be a big building. I mean, God just open up a little door for them to do it. And that's a warning. That's a warning. And instead of America saying, you know what? Let's look deeper. What happened? God, where are you? They did it maybe in one Sunday. Did you remember how the church was full, right? Everybody, oh God, Jesus. Because God is stupid. We can play with him, right? Oh God, you see, oh Lord Jesus. One Sunday. And after the Sunday, you see the bench are empty. And instead of going back and seek God's face, they didn't do that. They forgot about God. They went a little bit and pray because of fear. And then back to the normal life. 2008, I think the crash. Money. Finances. President Bush was still president. Things went bad. Oh, we fight. We're gonna strengthen ourselves and our mind and put everything together, and we're going to do better next time. That's not what God wants to hear. What He wants to hear, He wants to see you on your knees and say, God, please come back. Please, we want you. Please forgive us. Please help us again. Show us what is wrong. We want a changed life. But America said, I'm going to rebuild it, the World Trade Center, bigger, powerful than before. Somebody still can take it down. You don't play with God, man. It's said, Pastor, what is your time? I can't find my telephone, but, you just sign me and I stop. Okay. You got time somewhere? I need a time. And so, man, so, but it's sad. Yeah, thank you, sir. It's sad for what is happening because I'm talking about it because it said my heart. And the word hedge is guard, wall, means fence. From Hebrew is geder. Gedar, that means to protect something to a point where nobody can get inside of it. And you remember when God protected Israel, nobody can touch them. Nobody. Just with 300. I remember Dad used to preach on Gideon in Africa when I was younger. And I remember he was doing all the gesture, I mean the sign how the people drank water and so forth. God said, no, that's too many people. And then again, he put them to test. God said, still too many. Only with 300 against a country. They brought Jericho down and all this land of those bad guys who didn't care about God. With, and on the top of that, use the lamp. What kind of war is that? But that's how God do it. Our God is the God of impossibility. When you get to the dead end, that's when God starts to do something. Can you imagine when Jesus was put in the grave? Satan said it's over. Amen? But it was not over. That's when God came and opened the gates and raised Christ again. Our God is a God of impossibility. He set a hedge around it and protected this country for so long because this country has been God's servant. What Israel failed to do, America has been doing it. That's good. I remember Mom and Dad still to be were missionary in Africa. We used to have a lot of missionaries. Over a hundred some missionaries in Central African Republic. And you add some of Chad, the neighboring country, with CAR, they reach about the number of 150. Do you know how many we got in CAR today with BMM? Two. One is going on a retirement. So it's going to leave one. Where is America, who's supposed to be the light to the rest of the world? But when it comes to sexual immorality and so forth, they're now everywhere. In France, in those little streets, in Amsterdam, and so forth, they're promoting more immoral habits and practices more than being the light of the world. My wife always tells me that. He said, honey, when I was growing up, I never see anybody naked on the TV. Never. Today, commercial of underwears and whatever, and people just love it. When you talk about it, people say, so what is wrong? What is wrong is the fact that your kids someday will be nobody. It's dangerous. In Africa, we're fighting to wear clothing. Here, you're fighting to take them off. It said, it's, and God said, you know, I can't protect these bad people anymore. I thank God, God is, He set His hedge around me. Remember when the Muslim came and took over Central African Republic? And I think I told Mom and Dad about it. I was so mad. I would like to fight. But I prayed to God. I said, Lord, your Bible said to work. You don't work, you don't eat. I work hard to build a home. I work hard to start the ministry here. And if you let these people come and take over, you kill me before I go back to Africa. I won't go back. But if you prove it, you call me and you keep everything safe. It's 100% again a proof. You call me and I will be serving you there until I die. You know what he did? The Muslim. You don't play with the Muslim. That's why they came here. They don't care to die. And they can hurt America more than you think. Because they don't care. These are the ancient, ancient tribes of Babylon. They're still speaking the same language. And when you see their fight with Israel, you know what they do? They cut thumbs, they cut tongues, they cut the head. They don't care. That's the same spirit. Their descendants still have it. But when they came to CAR, they didn't play. They killed a lot of people. You know, even lady, pregnant lady, they just cut them open and stuff. It's a horrible stuff. But my house is among of everybody there. And because I built it with the upstairs, it can be seen more than the shorter house. Don't you think so? But you know what happened? They came and I have a fence, a hedge around my property. But they came, they touched everybody around my house. They never touched my house. Never got into my house. Because if they got in there, it was going to be a Christmas for them. Because we shipped our bed here. Who will never dream to live to sleep on the American bed? It's soft. You know what I mean? It's not like an African bed. That's why my wife said, at least you send me a good bed and I shipped it. So, I mean, those Muslims, if they came in there, they're gonna have fun. But God never and didn't allow them to get into my property. And on the top of that, my brother called me and said, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? Did you pay some people to watch over your house? I said, no, I don't get it. He said, the Muslim came and they received so much opposition, fight, that they didn't get into your property. I just smiled. I said, oh, God is good. God defend my property. But you wait and see the day I'm going to puffed up because America is heaven and I'm start to kick dust into God's face. This is my falling. And I don't want to fall. So I'm hanging up onto God. I say, God, please don't let me go. I want you. And I'm going back to Africa to preach to our young people, God first. America is. I thank God for you guys. Staying with God. But you can provide all you want to your children. But you're not rendering them service. I see kids here with the... That's nothing wrong. I-5, 11, 12, or 20. But you're not providing them what is going to be more profitable for their souls. For the life to come when you die. When you are not going to be here anymore. And that's what happened. People fail to pass. And Job said what? Has not thou made an edge? This is what Satan said. An edge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land. Satan said, God, you put an edge around Job and about house just like he did to my house. Nobody can touch him. Take him out and you see I'm going to tempt him and he's going to turn his back on you. And God said, no, I know Job. I know Job's heart. Why can't me, us, be like a Job? Psalm 80, chapter 80, verse 12. He said, why has thou then broken down her hedges so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? Wow. Israel, the vineyard which thy right hand has planted and the branch that thou madest is strong for thyself. Thyself. If God made America the way it is, it's for himself. It's for himself. Can you imagine Pastor DeMar, Jonathan is here, Nathan is leading us here with the song and so forth. It just melted my heart. I said, his father succeed. To see your son serving God. We are now all called to be preacher. But at least be in the church. At least put God first. Brother Bill, daughter is left. What is your city's name again? Your city. The church used to go there. He left here and go to YSU at university. You know what she could do? Anything young woman do. You know, the hair flapping and going out to dance and drinking and, oh, I'm free. Mom and daddy is no longer here. I do what I want. Every single Wednesday, she is with us at Gospel Baptist Church praying to God. I look at them, I said, he succeed. Many fathers someday are going to be crying before God because they fail. You have opportunity to lead your children to serve God, but you love so much material. They may be successful with materialism, but you lost them. That's it. I'm very happy. I thank mom and dad. They render me service to just show me God's way. And that's my cry for Africa. Serve God. God has been good to me. Sorry. God has been too good to me. I was in Edison and working, and this brother, he's a nice guy. He took me to go see his friends, and his friend on 3 airplanes, and they took me in and just be having fun and jumped down and this and that. And my mind go back to Africa. I said, who am I to be here and have this kind of life? It's because of God. And then you come here, you become who you are and said God is nothing. Sometimes I want to tell people, I say, what God did wrong to you? What did he do? I don't know. All he's trying to do to protect us so we can live a good life. But we keep rejecting him, and he's not going to keep trying. You know, he's a gentleman. He's going to get to a point, you don't want me? Fine. But what kind of country are we going to have? Like in Africa, where there's no law? The Bible says the righteousness raises a nation. In Africa, nobody respects nothing. They can come and take your stuff, steal it. They don't care. That's the kind of a nation you want. Then if you don't want that, you got to go back to God and serve him. You know, and I'm going to give you a couple quotes. America is not Israel, don't get me wrong. But they built this country according to the, you know, pattern of Israel, and they did good. But why are we changing? George Washington said, you do well to wish to learn our arts and way of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. You know what? He said again, George Washington, it is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. And then now you said, no, he's wrong. But he was not wrong for a long time. It's sad. God has been really, really good to me, and I decided to serve him. One of the missionary, my mom and dad know them very well, he come to help me and load the container. And I had been working a lot because the container ended up being like a 30 tons. And I finally told him, I said, don't get me confused. None of his kids are serving really God. So don't get me confused. He came and he's trying to revile me because he said, why are you always putting your money toward Africa, Africa, Africa? Use your money and do this and that. You know what I told him? I said, did I live it when I was in Africa? Do I know about dollars? Do I know about carpentry work? Do I know about sending in containers? Who gave me the strength to work? Who gave me life? Who got me up this morning? It's God. I didn't know about this, but God made it possible to me. And if I want to give my house, I want to give everything to God, let me do it. That's not yours. Don't get me confused. And you know God is so good. When this container was loaded, I worked hard. I tried to save up. And sometimes in night, I'm tired. I cry. I say, God, but it's a burden God put on your heart to do it. But I'm not complaining. I'm just tired. But I love what I'm doing. It's a privilege to serve along God. So I pray to God. I said, Lord, you can give me money. And if you can't, you still can give me a work because I'm willing to work. And the brother who came to pick up the container on the truck, he have his tire blow off, and he have a flat tire. And then he got a little bit discouraged. He told me, he said, brother, why are we having opposition? Why? And I just smiled. I said, there's no other way to do God's work. When you serving God, there's always going to be opposition. It doesn't mean God is not in what you're doing. Guess what? The container is on the way to Africa. And you know why God did it to me? Through him? He loaded the container. Do you know how much it could cost me? Maybe a little over $2,500 to pick it up from Ohio all the way to Baltimore. You know how much I pay for it? Zero. And then he asked me, he said, I was paying the trucks that came to pick up the container and put on the truck. It's like a crane behind the truck. And they charged me $1,800 for one container for less than an hour. But either that or you pick it up on your head, like in Africa. So I paid for it. And he asked me, he said, how much did you pay for? I said, $1,800. You know what the trucker did to me? He hauled the truck, the container for free. And then he sent me in the post office $2,500. He said to cover that price. You talking about my God like he's nobody? I'm sorry. I can't. I want to encourage you this morning. God is so good. You got to sometimes stop and start to think about God's goodness. If it wasn't for Jesus, where are you going to be today? God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, Dad, you want to close? Dad, go close with the prayer, please.
Father, such a joy to hear the Word of God presented to us again this morning. Individuals, Lord, that they continue to preach the gospel to them, continue to be heart concerned for them and a desire to please you. So, Father, we thank you now for this message this day. Challenge each one of our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.